Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. In Stacey Isom Campbell's new play, 1999, a student makes a complaint about the inclusion of a film produced by Harvey Weinstein in class. Emma, the professor, must then interrogate her own guilt for something that she did in 1999. The play explores the intersection of three women's lives in the wake of trauma and grapples with what to do with the films of the 90s in light of recent sexual allegations and convictions. Wham Theater is producing the world premiere of 1999. The play is a 2025 Eugene O'Neill Theater Center and Modern New Works Festival finalist. Wham's production, running in the Berkshires October 16th through November 2nd, is directed by Wham's artistic director Janae Carino, and both she and Stacey Isom Campbell join us now. Stacey and Janae, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Stacey, could you tell me about where the idea for this play came from, where it started for you?
Sure. So a couple of years ago, I was teaching a creative writing class online, and we were doing some form work. It's kind of like a recipe where you go through these steps, and it's intended to get at sort of subconscious ideas. And I always do these with my students. And what came out for me were all these little rants about American Beauty, Kevin Spacey, Miramax, all these things. And I didn't even know I was thinking about it, but it just poured out of me. We did another one a week or two later. And again, the same kind of preoccupations. And so I decided to rewatch American Beauty for the first time in 20 years. And it's a movie I love, but watching it this time, it just had a different impact on me. It just landed differently. And so from there, I just started, you know, taking notes and rewatching the movies of the late 90s, especially 1999, which I've said since then, it's going to go down as the best year in film history. For me anyway, but I do think it's a really important year of film. And so that's how it began. Yeah.
What are some of the other movies from 1999 that people should be prompted to think of and then maybe examine for to put it in a cliche manner, how they hold up?
Yeah. You know, I should give homework to the audience, because I wish everyone would see these movies. But so American Beauty, Magnolia, Being John Malkovich, Fight Club, The Virgin Suicides, Eyes Wide Shut, The Matrix, Boys Don't Cry, All About My Mother, The Talented Mr. Ripley, and The Sixth Sense are the movies that I reference specifically. So I was reading that list, but there are even more. And I'm always asked, you know, after reading, are all of those really from 1999? And yeah, they all premiered that year.
I can't believe that. I mean, it did feel like a condensed period of films, but then you think, is it just because of the age I was when they came out? But they really, a lot of them are still, you know, in the culture, as it were.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, they were when I was coming up, you know, as an artist, and were very formative to me and my voice. And so, yeah, I'm a little partial to these because of that, but I still think they stand up.
Janae, how did Wham find the play, and what are the, you know, specific ideas that excited you and made you want to put it in the season and direct it?
We had a fall pivot in our production calendar, and I'm always reading. And I remember in the beginning of the year, seeing the title 1999 on the O'Neill list for finalists. I think it was for this year. And so I put it in my folder and I skimmed it really fast. And then when this moment happened where we were in a position to rethink our fall, I saw the script again and I read it again. And I think given everything that is going on in the P. Diddy case, the Weinstein case, the Epstein case continues, it just stood out to me. And I also think I'm a huge lover of the cinema. And I think that was my first love before I found theater, just because of accessibility. Mm-hmm. And so to have a challenge of what made up a film in the 90s, what were the motifs, the aesthetics, the style, the technique, excited me a lot as the person directing the play. But the play, you know, it examines the moral cost of silence. It asks us to reckon with the art we love, and also to consider the context in which it's made. I've been thinking a lot about whether like a beautiful image without its context is violent. Can it be beautiful if we are not considering the whole frame? And so that's complicated things a lot as someone who's just loves style and loves aesthetics, that I do need to think the system in which something is produced and how people feel and how their rights are upheld while they're making. And so it feels like the right fit for Wham, considering the effort we make in creating belonging within our artists and in our community, and paying extra close ethical attention to those processes and that sense of equality and equity.
Stacey, how do you, if you can put it into words, and maybe it isn't fair to ask you to try, but I'm going to, how do you move in your art from the ideas that you are, realizing you want to explore into creating the characters and the framing of a play that will, hold all of those questions and conversations that you want to include?
A lot of trial and error to start with. I mean, the first steps, I'm trying out different characters. And so originally Emma was the lead from the very beginning, and I was writing monologues for her. That's how I sort of get into a character's voice quickly. So I do exercises that way. But there actually at one point was a character that I cut, and just various trial and effort kind of things. And at the time, I was taking a writing workshop with Winter Miller, and where you brought in 10 pages a week. And so that's how I wrote the play in 8 weeks, 10
Wow.
pages a week. But having her feedback on these first fledgling pages actually saved me so much time, and getting to hear those pages each week helped me realize, no, this is a three-person play, three women. It's about these themes, and you just sort of refine it as you go. But obviously, there's a lot of bad writing before you get to the good stuff.
Tell us about the characters that you have created to have these conversations for you, please.
So my lead is Emma Middleton. She's an Oscar-winning producer and professor of film criticism. It just seemed the right end to the material, partly because I was teaching film criticism at the time, and so it was easy for me to access that culture, and also these conversations I was having with my students about these films, should we be watching them or not, and so it was easy for me to access that. And then the next character was one of her students who confronts her about this film. That's Naomi, and then it flashes back or brings her memories of 1999. And her best friend, her artist, 1997 through 99, I guess, right? And her best friend, Teresa or Reese, we changed that recently to Reese. And so it goes through their friendship. And really, that's the heart of the play, is this friendship that took place in the late 90s and their artistic sort of relationship that grew over that time and then was disrupted. I don't know.
I think that there's a big chasm, a large divide between the way different generations, not to generalize about generations, but react to conversations like this. Oh, that's just how it was, or everybody's too sensitive now. However, whichever way it goes, is that an important theme in the play as well?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think that the play, I hope that the play gives each of these generational perspectives weight and credibility and intelligence, because that's certainly my goal. I think sometimes somebody my age, I'm 50 now, writing about the generation coming up can be kind of judgmental about them or their approach. And I hope that I'm not. I hope that I'm not.
Right.
I'm using my actors' input a lot this past year as I've done readings to refine it and make sure that it's a good representation of that generation too. But because I think they're really smart, and I think these conversations are important to have, and I can certainly learn from them, and I hope that they can learn a little from me too, and around these conversations. So yeah. I hope that I'm not judging anyone in the play. I hope I'm giving everyone something intelligent and rounded and all of that.
The character Naomi is this younger, growing up in 1999, pre-pandemic generation. And she's challenging Emma, who's her professor, about the context of these films and why is it this curriculum. And at first, that was really startling to me, even as someone who grew up in the 90s and now I'm an artist, getting closer to my middle age. And I was thinking, though, about Emma growing up in the 90s as a filmmaker in a time where, like, it was the first time we were seeing women multi-hyphenate artists. Like, I'm an artist who's defining the own my own condition for how I make my work, and I'm also finding a way as a younger person to get in the door, and the challenges of that and the consequence and compromise and the cost to her and her relationship with her friend Reese that ended in. And then you see this younger generation who has access to technology, which we often think of as so as a negative, but it also enables this younger generation to, on their own terms, have something to say about the way in which this world is working and how we hold ourselves accountable. And so, like, while each generation is pushing on each other in this play, something's made possible by these different modes of technology that they're in the industries that they're moving through. And all of it comes at a cost for younger women as they're trying to professionalize. And I think that's another part that is at the heart of the play. When we look at that friendship between Reese and Emma, they have this true desire to make work that's fair and honest and is coming from their hard work. And it's so unfortunate that at that time, and even now in some regard, the systems of power and silence take something away from us in our pursuit of something so, amateur for the love of it. And I think that makes this play really powerful. And that really, Naomi, you can look at her as someone who's a force that's working against or outing Emma, but you could also see her as someone who's like asking her to confront the truth and like liberate herself from a past that is complicated and complex for her to confront. So yeah, it's an exciting kind of sometimes feels like a thriller, sometimes feels like a diary and something handheld, also very polished. It's a really beautiful balance that Stacey's struck in this play.
1999 is running October 16th through November 2nd in the Berkshires at the Elaine P. Bernstein Theater, directed by Janae Carino. Thank you both very much for your time today.
Thank you. That was fun.
Thank you.
Once again, Wham Theater presents the world premiere of Stacey Isom Campbell's 1999, directed by Janae Carino. It runs at the Elaine P. Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts from October 16th through November 2nd. For tickets and showtime information, visit whamtheater.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.